Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka. I am a Lifestyles member. I am a real estate investor. I also do the free workshops, the free introductory workshops for Lifestyles Unlimited. Glad you're with me today. I want to talk to you today about the number one obstacle that keeps people from retiring in 5 years or less. You say, wow, what is that? Is that the economy? Is that disability? No, the number one obstacle for people retiring in 5 years or less is fear. So I'm going to talk about fear today and how to overcome your fears. I'm going to make it really simple. You can go look Google online. I saw one article had all these different ways to combat fear, but I'm going to narrow it down to four that I think will really help you with your real estate investing and get you moving forward. But before I get to that, some of my favorite fears. Now, when I say my favorite fears, I don't mean they're fears that I actually have, but they just amuse me. The first one is geniophobia, fear of chins. Now, maybe I have a fear of myself having a double chin. That would be fearful. A triple chin would even be worse. So a little bit of that. Metrophobia, definitely have that one. Metrophobia is fear of poetry. I mean, if it doesn't rhyme, how can it be poetry? I don't understand that. It's so confusing to me. The next one is a little bit hard to say. Parascavetadictic. Okay, I'm not even going to try. It's the fear of Friday the 13th. Go Google it. Fear of Friday the 13th. The day, not the movies. I think this next week is Friday the 13th. Ablutophobia, fear of bathing. I don't have that. I have fear of people who have ablutophobia, who have the fear of bathing. That's horrible. Why would you have that kind of fear? That's crazy. I guess you could take a shower. Pantophobia, if you watch Charlie Brown, you know what that is. That's fear of everything. Of course, right now, a lot of reasons to fear. 2020 could be the year of fear. You got fear of the Wuhan months back. You got fear of riots in the streets. You got fear of crazy people taking over whole parts of towns while crazy mayors say, oh, it's just a summer of love. It's wonderful. And then surprise, surprise, I'm shocked. People got shot. You have fear of crazy election cycles. Also, fear of weight gain and alcoholism. I saw a meme that said, when the shutdown is over, I don't know if I go to AA or Weight Watchers, or both. So there's a lot of fear out there, a lot of reasons to be fearful right now. And maybe you're afraid of the financial reality that the map that you're using will never get you to retirement. You'll be, because if you're an average 60-something, you have just $175,000 to retire on, which means you'll never be able to retire. And actually, May of this year, Washington Post had an article, quote, baby boomers retiring in poverty at a greater rate than any previous generation. Maybe you're fearful because you say, wow, I'm making $80,000 a year right now, which means I will need to have this big pot of money if I'm going to replace that income. I'm going to need $2.7 million if I'm going to earn 3% on that money. Otherwise, I'm just going to have to consume my retirement dollars and hope that I die before I run out. That's scary. That's something to be fearful of. But is it scary enough to cause you to change your way of thinking and invest in real estate? Is it scary enough to make you want to employ a different map that will actually get you to financial freedom? Maybe you're one of those that looks at the stock market and you see that as your only possibility to make your money grow, which means you won't live long enough to grow your money to that giant pile of cash that you need to retire. What if I told you you can retire in 5 years or less, but it's going to take a different approach? You're going to live off 45% of your income, and you're going to invest in single family or multifamily real estate, and you can retire in 5 years or less. For many of you, your number one obstacle right at that point is going to be fear. No, that scares me. That makes me afraid. Maybe you're listening right. Maybe some of you right now, you've been listening to Del Walmsley for years, but you've never actually done anything because you're afraid. Right now, you're afraid of the results of the election and everything up in the air. And you say, oh, I'll just wait until everything kind of settles down. 6 months ago, it was, oh, my goodness, there's a Wuhan virus. Everything's crazy. So I'm going to have to wait a little bit till everything settles down. In 2016, it was, oh my goodness, the country is in such turmoil. There are all these big marches everywhere and these women marching around with these big pink hats on. And I'm not sure what those pink hats are supposed to represent. So I'm going to wait for a little bit until everything settles down. Maybe it was 2008 and 2009. And it was, the world is falling apart and I got to wait until everything settles down. And so fear has caused you to stagnate and stall and keep from making a difference in your life, and it's kept you from making a positive change in your life. Fear is often the number one obstacle for people making change. FDR said you have nothing to fear but fear itself. I think that's incorrect. I think you have nothing to fear but fear itself and spiders. Spiders are definitely something to be afraid of. Fear can paralyze you. Fear can cause you to behave in ways that are irrational. Fear can keep you from making the changes that you need to make. So I want to talk to you about how to overcome your fears. I'm going to give you four different ways so you can make a change in your life, so you can move forward with your real estate investing and find financial freedom. Number one, you need to clarify your fears with facts. I'm going to repeat that. Clarify your fears with facts. Zig Ziglar, one of the greatest speakers of all time, he said one time, he said, fear, by the way, go Google him, Zig Ziglar. If you've never listened to him, go find him. He's got a lot of YouTube videos. He's passed away now. He was a Dallas guy and just a tremendous speaker. It'll make your day better if you listen to him. He said, fear is often, he came up with an acrostic, false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. What did he mean by that? If I look at somebody and I see somebody that's like me, maybe their education is the same. They, like me, have no real estate background, but I see them investing in real estate and they're successful at it. They're making money in it. They've reached financial freedom. And I look at that and I say, oh, they're investing in real estate. That scares me. That makes me afraid. The fact that I see someone that is like me being successful in doing real estate, that's a sign that there is some false evidence appearing real to me. And so I need to identify that fear, and then I need to clarify it with facts. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about the number one fear that people have about real estate, and that is risk. And I'm going to tell you how we're going to combat that. Glad you're with me. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. Hang out with me for a little bit longer.
Dale Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dale, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Hey, you're with Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. This is David Ruzicka. I'm your host today. So glad you're here with me. I was talking before the break about our fears and how we're going to combat those fears. And the first, number one, is clarify your fears with facts. And I mentioned Zig Ziglar came up with an acrostic for fear. He said, fear is often false evidence appearing real. And what he meant by that is, if I see somebody that's very much like me in terms of education, background, those kind of things, and they're doing real estate investing and they are successful, they're on their way to retiring themselves. They're on the way to financial freedom, to retiring, replacing their earned income with passive income. And I look at that and I say, oh, that real estate stuff, that looks really good, but boy, that scares me. That's evidence. A sign that there is some false evidence appearing real to me. And so I want to talk for a minute about the top fear that most people have about real estate. Number one fear, I think, probably is risk, especially with residential real estate. They say, oh my gosh, you can't guarantee what people are going to do once they're in your property. You're going to deal with renters. You're going to deal with tenants. You're going to deal with residents. You're going to take a piece of property that you've bought, beat up on the outside, beat up on the inside. You're going to fix it up, make it look beautiful, and then you're going to let a stranger live in that place? They're not going to take care of that property. They're going to burn the place down. As an educated investor, I'd say burn, baby, burn. Because you know what I'm going to do? When the fire department gets out, I say, can you just brush that slab off? Because I'm going to rebuild it into brand new condition with other people's money. That's called insurance. That's why we have insurance. I'm not even going to lose income on the property while it's being rebuilt. Because listen to this. Before I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, I never thought this was possible. I thought the place burns down while I'm rebuilding. I'm losing money. I'm having to pay that mortgage out of savings, right? No. I've got loss of rent insurance. So while it's being fixed up, while it's being repaired, while it's being rebuilt, I'm still getting my rent money in. Someone else will say, you know what? They're not going to burn the place down. I actually had a guy tell me this. He was actually very successful in commercial real estate. I mean, like multi-millionaire. And he said, yeah, I managed some rental properties one time for my parents. And this one property, I go, they leave, we're trying to evict them, it takes forever. They finally get out, I go, and they've left the water running upstairs in the bathtub, so it's basically caved in the roof. Well, what am I going to do about people who are going to trash the place and leave in the middle of the night? Then you're up a creek. By the way, with that guy, I've got insurance. I've got loss of rent insurance. No biggie. We're going to make it look beautiful again. But what about a tenant trashing the place, leaving in the middle of the night? What are you going to do about that? That's really simple. We teach you in the two-day class a very simple but strict tenant selection process that takes the risk out of the equation. Because here's what we're going to do. We're going to screen our residents from the largest possible selection of renters by providing something that is unusual in the rental industry. We're always, if you've listened to Lifestyles Unlimited very long, you know it's about the best product at the best price. I mean, when we purchase a property, like I said, it's beat up on the outside, it's beat up on the inside, we're going to include in that purchase price, rehab in our estimates, rehab costs. So anything that is possibly a problem, we're going to replace. We're going to make it in brand new condition. So our tenants, our possible residents, they see the property and they say, wow, that's a beautiful property. It looks brand new. I'm like, well, it pretty much is because I've replaced everything in a brand new condition. So I'm going to have a lot of people that want to live there. Also, I'm going to price it right. I'm going to have the best price. We teach you how to look at the community, see what the prices are. You want to price yours. You want to have best product at the best price. Now, doing that does not guarantee that you're going to get a good resident. Just having a long line of people that want to live there. And by the way, that's what people always worry about. Oh my goodness, how am I going to get a renter? What if I can't rent the property? Well, we'll teach you how to analyze the community and know that you're charging the right price so that you are able to lease it out quickly. I've never had an issue leasing out property because I just follow the model that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches. But then when you get that person, how do I know it's the right person? Well, real simple. You're going to do a criminal background check. You're going to do a credit check. Well, that costs money. Yeah, they're going to pay an application fee for that. Anybody that wants to live in one of my properties is going to pay an application fee. And I just send them a link. They go online. They fill out the information. I get it. They pay the cost. I get an email. Hey, your application's done. I go on, look. Do they have any criminal background? How's their credit doing? What are they doing on that? If they pass all that, then I'm going to do employer verification. I want to make sure they make three times what I'm charging for rent. Why three times? Well, because they're going to have car problems. Everybody has car problems. I want them to be able to pay to get their car fixed. It takes them to their job so they can pay me rent and pay the rent on the first of the month at the same time. So three times what I'm charging for rent, that's what their income as a household needs to be. Oh, by the way, that criminal background check and credit check, that's going to be for everybody that's going to live in that house. That means mom, dad, and the really cute, sweet, nice 18-year-old daughter, because you never know. Or the grandma. Maybe grandma's running a drug ring. We want to find that out before we let the family move in, okay? So employer verification, criminal background check, credit check, employer verification, 3 months of pay stubs. 3 months, no less. Pay stubs can be forged. I had a guy a couple of months ago, wanted to live in one of my properties. He had just the most beautiful pay stubs. I looked at him. I thought, this is great. This guy's gold. He's gold. It's employer verification, right? So I called where he worked. The number that I called, I didn't get an answer. I think it was probably a home number of a buddy. So I looked up who he said he worked for. I called. They said, oh, this is our corporate office. I said, oh, okay. So I called the local office. They said, I said, we'll call him Bob. I said, is Bob whatever there? I said, oh, no, Bob hadn't been here in a while. Oh, is he at one of your other locations? No, we haven't seen him since before the Wuhan virus. As soon as the virus hit, he disappeared. He hasn't worked here. So beautiful, beautiful pay stubs, but actually didn't work for the company anymore. So do employer verification. Last thing is talk to the two previous landlords. Did they get their deposit back? Why? Well, because if they didn't get their deposit back, maybe they're those kind of people that trash the place and leave in the middle of the night. But so there, see, you have dealt, you clarify your fear with facts. My fear is they're going to trash the place. They're going to leave in the middle of the night. They're going to burn the place down. No, I'm going to do a very conscientious, very educated tenant selection process to take all the risk out of the equation. That deals with the fear. Here's a fact. If you can follow instructions, and if you're teachable, real estate has less risk than the stock market because you make money in five different ways. With the stock market, you make money if it goes up. If it goes down, you lose money. That's it. That's your only hope for making money. With real estate, you're making money in five different ways, through appreciation, through equity capture, through cash flow. When is the last time a stock gave you any cash flow? Through the through depreciation and through principal pay down. You're making money in five different ways. So that stock market that you have your 401k in that you think is so secure, oh, no, no. Real estate, residential real estate is much more secure. So again, what are we doing? What are we doing here? We are combating our fear with facts. Hey, on the other side of the break, I'm going to finish that up, and then we're going to get through to number two and three and four and get you on your way with your real estate investing. Thanks for being with me today. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited Radio.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. Glad you're with me today. Hey, as I mentioned earlier, I am the one of the free workshop presenters for Lifestyles Unlimited. Go online. If you have not been to one of our free workshops before, go online and sign up for our free workshop. Just go to lifestylesunlimited.com and it'll say look at workshops or something like that, or go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Freeworkshoplivestream.com will show you the way we make money. I'll explain in detail how we make money in five different ways. Also, the six principles that we use to provide for our families and run our businesses. And I will share with you some live examples. I'll share with you a lot of math, some real examples of investment property. Also, some people like Sean and Heather, who in 2009 joined Lifestyles Unlimited and retired themselves, were able to stop depending on their W-2 income and begin and were investing in real estate with no real estate background at all. So join me for one of those workshops. You can go to that free workshop, livestream.com, and get signed up. Before the break, we're dealing with fear. That's number one obstacle for people with real estate. And the number one way to deal with your fear is to clarify your fear with facts. When you apply facts to residential real estate with a good map, then you have no fear. No fear. Shared right before the break, if you can follow instructions and you are teachable, real estate has less risk than the stock market because you make money in five different ways. With the stock market, you make money in one way. It goes up or it goes down. If it goes up, you make money. If it goes down, you lose money. With real estate, you make money in five different ways, and that is how you retire yourself in 5 years or less. Second thing that people fear about real estate, and remember, we're talking under this idea that Zig Ziglar said, fear is often false evidence appearing real. Oftentimes, when it comes to real estate, some false evidence is appearing real to individuals, and that's why they fear it. Time is one of the big issues for many people. They say, man, I remember Uncle Joe was always had rent houses, and he was running out at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock on a Friday night, on a Saturday night. He's having to leave dinner, leave the birthday party, whatever it is, because some tenant has some problem with their house. The plumbing's, the house is flooding or something else is going on. The air conditioner's not working. Hey, here's a fact. We teach you to use leverage. with residential real estate. That means other people's knowledge, other people's money, and other people's time. We don't want you to spend all your time running your property. I mean, if I was like Uncle Joe, I'd be broke. But I would never invest in real estate because I have the mechanical skills of a monkey. And that's actually being unfair to the monkey. I have no skills at all. One of the things I like to say when I'm doing the workshop is, I don't do any of the dirty work. I don't paint. I don't touch a hammer. Not because that it's beneath me. Actually, in skill level, it is way above me. I'm not even a good gopher on a job site. Someone says, hey, can you go for the Phillips screwdriver? I'm like, sure, but who is Phillip and why does he have the screwdriver? And they say, just get in the corner. Don't touch anything. Don't break anything. Here's the truth. I have members come to my free workshops all the time. I remember one guy, he came in, such a happy guy, smiled real big. He's sitting in, we get about a third of the way through, maybe less. And someone from the building comes in the big meeting room and interrupts and says, I'm sorry, but I think one of the people here, it was a night deal, so there weren't that many people in the building. I think one of the people here, there was an accident. Someone ran into your car. They gave the license plate. And this guy, his name's Tim, he says, oh, that's me. And he leaves. And I'm thinking he's never coming back. Never. He actually comes back later during the hour. I said, you're back. I said, really? I said, is your car okay? He said, no, I got hit, but whatever. It's okay. 7 months later, he owns 7 houses. 7 months, 7 houses in 7 months. Why? Because he's using leverage, other people's knowledge and money and time to make that happen. I love to take something that's looks like garbage and make it look beautiful. When I say I love to do that, I'm just orchestrating the deal because I'm using leverage. Like I said, I'm the most unheady guy on the earth. We want you to use leverage because to be a successful investor, you should never work in your business. Your goal is not to be a handy woman. Your goal is not to be a handyman. Your goal is to be a real estate investor. So don't work in your business. You want to work on your business. See, when you apply the facts to residential real estate, then with a good map, you overcome those things that you're afraid of. Things like, I don't have time to do real estate. It's too risky. We deal with all those things. Come to our free workshop. I'll tell you more about that in detail. So number one, to overcome that fear is clarify your fear with facts. Number two is overcome your fear with education. Overcome your fear with education. Socrates said, smart people learn from everything and everyone. Smart people learn from everything and everyone. Average people learn from their experiences. Stupid people already have all the answers. I love that. It kind of makes me wonder if that's a real quote from Socrates. Stupid people already have all the answers. The path to fearlessness in real estate is education. John Wayne said, life is tough, but it's even tougher if you're stupid. He said that in a movie. Life is tough. It's even tougher if you're stupid. Those are actually two true statements. Life is tough sometimes, but if you're stupid, it can make it a lot tougher. I know that from personal experience. When I was in first grade, buddy of mine and I, we are out in the front yard. From the front door, you walk out, the sidewalk goes straight out to the walkway, whatever it's called, goes straight out to the street. So we go to the end of the walkway right there in front of my house, and we get a box and we fill it with dirt and we start trying to throw it on cars as they go by. We failed. Finally, yay, we had success. We threw dirt right across the hood of a car, hit it perfectly. So awesome. Lady slams on her brakes. She gets out of the car. Where do you live? I thought she was asking a trick question. Obviously, I'm in first grade. I'm not going down the street. This is it. This is my house right here. I said that. I will tell you, life became more difficult for me that day. Life is tough, but it's tougher if you're stupid. I mean, real estate is easy. People are difficult. Real estate is tough if you're stupid. So you educate yourself. What do you do? Well, you join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited that has experienced real estate investors. You want to learn from success. There's a common saying out there that you want to learn from other people's mistakes, right? No. I mean, sure you do, but hey, you want to spend your time learning from other people's successes. If you spend all your time learning what doesn't work, when will you get around to learning what does? You get that? You want to learn from other people's successes. There's actually a poster out there. There's an internet company. They make demotivational posters because, you know, you walk into an office, there's a picture of an eagle and it's something about soaring with the eagles. And that's supposed to make you successful, which is a little bit silly. But they make demotivational posters. One of them had a picture of a sinking ship and the caption says, mistakes. It could be the purpose of your life is only to serve as a warning to others. When it comes to investing, learning from other people's mistakes is more of a middle-class mentality or an employee mentality. No, no, I want you to have a millionaire mentality. I want you to learn from other people's successes. Because like I said, if you spend all your time learning what doesn't work, when are you going to have time to learn what does? The key is to learn from success. We have a website. You can go to our website. There are videos. Go to the video section. Probably 100, at least 100 videos, I kind of lost count, of people just like you, many with no background in real estate, who will educate you on what they're doing and why they're doing it and how they're successful. That's called learning from success. Another way to educate yourself is to surround yourself with successful, like-minded people. Years ago, we had a house that we could not sell. This wasn't real estate investing. Oh, this is a really good story. I'm going to tell you the rest of it when we get back from the break. Tell you how we overcame the issue by surrounding ourselves with successful, like-minded people. Glad you're with me today. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited. This is David Ruzicka.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. This is David Ruzicka, your host. So glad you're with me today. We are talking about how to overcome your fears so you can retire yourself in 5 years or less. And number one is clarify your fear with facts. I mentioned that oftentimes fear is false evidence appearing real. That's what Zig Ziglar said. When you apply facts to residential real estate with a good map, that gets rid of the fear real quickly. Number two is overcome your fear with education. I mentioned before the break, one way you do that is you become part of an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, where you have experienced real estate investors who give you the map, who teach you how to do the investing. Another way you do that is by surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people. Years ago, this is what I said right before the break. We had a house that we couldn't sell. It wasn't real estate investing. We bought a house we never intended to sell. It was the most perfect street in America, except that it had flooded in the past. Well, when it came time, we really did not intend to ever move, but we ended up, we had to. And at that point, we couldn't sell it. We finally lowered the price. We were at break even. There was a couple, the realtor guaranteed that they would approve. They would be able to buy the house, but they would need to rent it for a month until they got approved. I can't remember what the deal was, but that was the deal. So they moved in. Guess what? They weren't able to get approved. So we had a tenant. We had no education. We had nobody around to ask. We did not surround ourselves with successful, like-minded people. We had no experience with real estate investing. We didn't know anybody else that did. And so it was a miserable experience. At one point, I mean, today it would be so simple. At one point, I just needed to evict the guy. I mean, he was paying 10 days, 15 days, 20 days late every single month, not returning calls. But I was terrified of that idea. And so I would have like sleepless nights. I'd wake up in the morning and think, it's a beautiful day. Oh, no, it's not. I still have that tenant. It's so horrible. What we had was a lot of false evidence appearing real. Well, when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, that was years ago. Like I said, when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, I now know a lot of successful, like-minded people. And one of them said one day, hey, I'm doing an eviction. Would you like to come along? I said, absolutely. That sounds great. What better way to educate yourself? What better way to learn from success than going along with a successful investor who's making a lot of money? And and he's doing something that actually happens sometimes in this business. So I said, absolutely, I want to go along. I'm on the way over there. I call a buddy. I said, hey, guess what I'm doing today? What? I'm going to eviction. Oh, wow, that's scary. You shouldn't do that. That's horrible. What are you going to do? I'm like, why is it scary? It's not my house. I have no skin in the game. There's going to be a constable there with a gun to get if things go bad. Guess what? Again, it's not my house. I jumped in my car. Hey, I hope things turn out okay, Keith. But I got there. Actually, the people had already moved out. It was no problem, no sweat. I've done it a couple times since then. Again, never a sweat. What was the problem was we got there. There's a big giant ice chest, one of those ice chests that takes two people to carry. And my buddy, I'm like 10 yards away, and he kicks the top off that ice chest. It is full of rotting crawfish. I mean, before I had a mouthful of coffee, I've never done this before. That smell hit me in the face like a brick. I spewed the coffee out of my mouth. I've never spewed anything out of my mouth before. I threw it down. I ran for the street as fast as I could. I thought I was going to throw up. He somehow got the top back on the ice chest. I don't know what happened. Somehow he made it so it didn't stink anymore. And I went back. I felt like I'd taken a bite of that stuff. That's how strong the odor was. But after that experience, I had no more fear of the possibility that I might ever have to evict somebody. I got two benefits out of this. Again, this is surrounding yourself with successful, like-minded people. Two things happened out of that. It indebted my friend to me so that if I had to do an eviction in the future, I could ask that he come along, and he would feel indebted. He would feel obligated to do that. Because when you go to an eviction, you have to have people along to carry the stuff out of the house. The constable's not going to do that for you. Also, it killed my fear of eviction. Why? Because I was educated through an experience with a successful investor. In my life, nothing is better than learning from experience, which is significant and important. Because if I'm afraid to make a resident abide by the lease that they sign, because if I make them, if I push too hard, maybe they won't pay, and then I'm gonna have to evict them. If I have that kind of fear, I will always have trouble, and my rental business will always be a nightmare for me, like it was years ago with that one house that I didn't even want to rent. It'll be like that, because as one of our mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited says, either your residents will train you or you will train them. And when I say train them, that sounds like training them like a dog. No, we're just asking them to abide by the contract that they sign. So I killed fear through education, through surrounding myself with successful, like-minded people. Zig Ziglar, who I mentioned earlier, he said something. I thought this was powerful. He said, rich people have small TVs and big libraries, and poor people have small libraries and big TVs. That's really good. Educate yourself. You get rid of fear by overcome your fear with education. Number one was you clarify your fear with facts. Number three is be intelligently positive to combat your fear. Be intelligently positive to combat your fear. Now, I would just say be positive, but you want to be intelligent about your positivity. The truth is, whatever you focus on and give energy to will increase. If you give energy to your fears, they will increase. If you give energy to your educational process, to clarifying your fear with facts, that will increase. Zig Ziglar also said this. He said, positive thinking will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. Everything, everything, everything. Positive thinking, he said, will not let you do anything. It's not going to make magic happen, but it will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. If you go into real estate thinking, man, this is going to be bad, this is going to be horrible, it's going to be awful, it probably will be. But if you go into it thinking, this is going to be a positive experience, I'm going to learn something, then there you go. You'll do it better than negative with negative thinking. You say, what about realistic thinking? I put that quote by Zig Ziglar on Facebook. One of my friends in Lifestyles Unlimited, she put, what about realistic thinking? I said, how about this? I'm positive that some of my posts are wasted on some people. And I told her, I said, positive thinking and negative thinking can be realistic. It's just your choice which one you want to embrace. So you've got to control your mind. You've got to control your self-talk. Again, one of the ways you do that is you surround yourself with successful, like-minded people. Years ago, you turn on the TV late at night, there would be a real estate guy on there talking about how to get rich through real estate. And so I actually ordered Carlton Sheets Real Estate Investment System. My wife and I had been recently married. We were both had good jobs, but we saw Carlton Sheets on there. Carlton Sheets, pretty good real estate educator. He's passed away now, but we saw him on there late at night. We found out there are two things about those guys who would be on late night TV. One is there's a reason they were on late night TV, and this is what is the one thing you can't do when you're having financial problems? You can't sleep. So you go, you turn on the TV, there's a guy talking about real estate with no money down. You're like, I got no money. I am down with that. The other thing I found is that most people who buy those systems never actually get any closer to owning any real estate. And I was an example of why that is, because we bought that real estate investor program. I got the big box of books and I'm looking at the books, and it's a lot of books. They sat on the coffee table for probably at least a month. They eventually went into a spare bedroom in that apartment and then spare bedroom in our first house. And we never did anything with it. If we had read Carlton Sheets' first book, we would have understood what the issue was. He said in that book, he said, you've wasted your money on this educational material if you do not surround yourself with successful, like-minded people. You surround yourself with successful, like-minded people, that keeps that negative thinking, that keeps that fear from entering in, because you always have somebody you can call, someone you can talk to that can help you that when you feel that fear creeping in. So overcome your fear with education. Be intelligently positive to combat your fear. Number one was clarify your fear with facts. Number four is embrace your fear and take a leap of faith. You know, at the end of the day, sometimes you just gotta go. You just have to take a leap of faith. My very first deal, we had joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I was scared to death. I was worried. I remember I kept asking my mentor, is this a good deal? It was 250% equity capture on the capital gain, 70% of your cash flow. He said, yeah, that's a great deal. Are you sure? Are you sure? Do you need to look at it closer? No, I don't need to look at it closer. That's an incredible deal. What are you talking about? That's amazing. That's amazing. You should buy that. If you don't buy that, I'm going to buy it. So I bought it. And there was an issue right at the beginning. It was not an issue. I thought it was an issue because of lack of education. Called my mentor. He walked me through it. But I'm worried. I'm panicked. I'm driving down the road. And all of a sudden, I had the thought, you know what? If this really, I just blow this whole deal, at least I had some faith, I embraced my fear, and I took a leap of faith, and I went. I did something to try to break out of the rut, to try to apply a different map, and at least I did something. And all of a sudden, I was at peace about it. And like I said, it was an amazing deal. Maybe that's what you need to do right now. You need to embrace your fears, move forward, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, sign up for my workshop. I'll show you the five ways we make money through real estate and get you on your way to retiring in 5 years or less. Thanks so much for being with me today. This is David Ruzicka.
Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.